Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
First of all, sir, I need to thank you. If it wasn't for your giant meatballs during the pandemic, I am unsure that I would even be standing here today. That saved my life.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I brought up the pandemic.
Sure.
Let's start there, actually. So this magical, terrible thing happens. Some restaurants, in truth, don't even make it through. You guys not only made it through, and one would think of all the, that Rosebud so much depends on tourists in some of the locations, that would be an issue. But it turned out, no, you guys were just sliding through.
Regarding pandemic, it was an unfortunate time for most of our lives. And what we did at Rosebud is we tried to make it life at our restaurants as normal as possible during this abnormal time.
Explain that.
We did everything we were supposed to do as far as cautions, precautions, guidelines, as far as 6-foot tables, capacity management, mask being worn, all that.
Outside seating, even
outside
in the winter.
Outside seating,
we were
in
there.
The winter.
I was there.
But we also tried to, along with that, let people feel it's not that bad. Life is okay. We were greeting people. We were acting inside as life is normal. And a lot of people gravitated to that. That's we first opened up a few of our locations had some outdoor patios, which we enclosed to accommodate dining. And then when we opened up the inside, based on what we were, again,
what you could do,
what we could and could not do, our whole goal was to give people an avenue to have some fun. It's trauma right now. People are in schools. Kids are sick. People are in hospitals. We're just trying to have, for maybe an hour and a half of your week, have fun by us.
You know, the thing about classic restaurants, and I put the Rosebud restaurants in that group, and I want to go back in time a little bit. Why are they called Rosebud? All those questions I have in a moment. But you walk into any of your restaurants. You could be from St. Louis. You can be from San Jose. You can be from three blocks away, any of the locations. And it's as if you have been there your entire life. You know, they've known you forever. You get that feeling of comfort. And that is, I think, a part of the secret to your success.
Well, we try. People throw terms around, and sometimes they don't mean them, like the word family. We really try to make people feel like family. There's a saying in business, people buy from people, because many things are very similar, but the people make the difference. You know, restaurants are restaurants. Food is food, depending on how you make it. All those things come into play.
Well, no, I disagree. Food isn't always food.
No.
So but, your food, so I've got to know something, and then I'll let you continue.
Yes,
I know I'm interrupting,
but I've
always wanted to know this.
It's your show.
Is it, so far, is it, actually it's John Williams' show.
Okay.
I'm just standing in for him. Is it true that you put steroids into the meatballs?
Well,
how do they get so big?
Yeah, funny you bring that up. We pride ourselves on large portions. Our meatballs are delicious. As you said, you've had them. I'm 100% Italian. I really only like my mother's meatballs until I was involved with Rosebud, and the recipe's almost like my mother's.
Really?
That's the thing we were going to say about people, and our people really want our guests to feel like family.
It's old style
and
ways, but you know what? You walk, I mean, what I said is true. Walk into any of your locations, at least that I've been into personally, and they don't know who I am. I'm on the radio. My face is not that familiar. And if they saw the face, they wouldn't admit it anyway.
Perfect face,
right?
For radio.
Yes, exactly right. You are right about that. So they don't know who I am from it, yet you are treated, I see that all around. You are treated like you've been going there forever.
That comes from our owner, Alex Dana. Alex Dana has probably the premier restaurateur in the city of Chicago. He opened up Rosebud on Taylor Street in heart of Little Italy 50 years ago.
Now, at that point in time, it was Little Italy. You still call it that, but What happened to all the Italian restaurants? You're still there.
Yeah.
A couple are.
Dynamics are changing.
Yeah.
As with anything else in society, things are changing. And we are trying to progress with those changes. But the point I was bringing out about Mr. Dana is, till this day, at 50 years in business, he will greet customers. He's as humble a man as you've ever met. He's very thankful for what he's got and what he has done. And we try to give that back to the customers. We're almost clones of him as far as we are very appreciative. People can spend their money anywhere. They don't have to spend it in our restaurant.
And in Chicago, there are so many choices.
But we pride ourselves on, I don't want to use a coined, down-home Italian cooking. We really are. Our restaurants, some of them are what you would call gourmet Italian or high-end Italian, but it's Italian restaurant. It's Italian cooking. It's not commercialized. It's not Americanized. It's the ingredients, the preparations. They're as Italian as you're going to get.
So this past year, we visited Italy, and I see a smile on your face with just me saying that. And we were outside Rome. Orvieto is the small village. You know that?
My daughter went to school in Orvieto.
Really?
She went to the University of Orvieto.
Well, I can vouch for the wine. I had to try it. I mean, it was part of my that and the gelato. Every single day I needed. That's the right word, to have gelato. But what I was going to say is everything is fresh.
Yeah.
You come to America, everything isn't fresh. Except some restaurants do the best they can and actually succeed.
You know, I was going to bring that up. I didn't know you were going to lead into that, but that was one of the things I was going to mention. Why our food is what it is. Everything is prepared fresh. We do not pre-make anything. That's why you will wait 20 minutes for an appetizer, because our calamari comes in, we cut it, we bread it, we deep fry it per order. Nothing's coming in pre-breaded or pre-boxed like onion rings. So again, same with all our pastas. They're all fresh cooked. Our chicken, fresh that day. Our fish comes in daily. Mm-hmm. So that's one of our owner's wishes and pet peeves. He wants it fresh.
All right, so let's back up a little bit. Rosebud. Where does the name, I could guess as to where the name comes from, but I don't honestly know.
Well, it's a flower in Italy.
That's not what I would have guessed. I would have, you know, the Orson Welles reference.
Yeah, and, too.
Yeah, everyone, I suspect, thinks that, but that's not the case.
Yeah, it's funny. Mr. Dane has been in business for 50 years, and he tries to use the word Rosebud in most of his restaurants, somewhere. Like we're Carmine's in Rosemont, Rosebud property.
Mm-hmm.
La Rosetta, a Rosebud. He'll never lose that. That's his trademark, and it resonates with everyone. You could be out of Chicago, and they'll say, did you eat a Rosebud?
Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Tell me one of the stories where they don't even necessarily know what you do.
We were in, my youngest daughter went to school out in Arizona, and we were in Arizona, and one thing led to another, and we're from Chicago. Oh, far away from home. Oh, yeah. You ever been to Rosebud? And like, yeah, once or twice. You know, it's funny. It makes you feel good.
How many years now?
Have we been 50 years?
That's amazing.
In the city of Chicago, which is a very competitive market.
Well, that's an understatement. And you know what? In the restaurant business, I think staying around for 50 weeks... Literally. I mean, maybe you know the statistics. I don't remember exactly what they are, but most restaurants aren't around long enough to celebrate their first anniversary.
Yeah, it's like 3 to 5.
Yeah. I mean, incredible, 50 years. Now, you mentioned some of the, quote, secrets. What would you say would be, I mean, I'm thinking in my head, goes back to the service, but tell me.
I don't want to repeat myself or sound canned or coined or any of that, but it's quality food, quality recipes, and personal touch of people that are employed by us. Again, there's no better feeling. I mean, for me as a consumer, if I walk into a place and I'm greeted like everyone knows me, or you're happy I'm actually here, that's a good feeling. And we try to do that to people. We are happy you're walking through our doors. Come on, it's our family. Sit down. Sit at my table. You know, it's a good feeling for customers to feel that way. And then our food is, again, I've been referring to our owner, but when it comes to our food, he is very, very specific and very particular, and he's hands-on, and that's why our recipes are the way they are. He will not, nothing will vary. If something, if he feels something isn't what it should look like, that'll change in the next few seconds.
Phil, you gave me an idea. So for a charity, I can see, and I know that you guys do this periodically, is that, you know, you auction off a dinner or whatever. But instead of a dinner just where you can come in, and that's fine. Many people would prefer that. But there are other people that might enjoy sitting with you for a meal.
Oh, anyone. I'll sit with anyone at any time. I'm a people person. So I come in, sit down, talk to me. We'll have a little, maybe we'll give one of our famous slice of tiramisu or a little glass of wine.
Well, I want to talk about that tiramisu.
I knew you were going
yes.
to.
And I want to talk about some of the other things on the menu that go back generations.
You know, we have something that's called square noodles, and it's one of our pride and joys.
Okay, I want you to explain the square noodles and why when the waiter looked at me, he said, square noodles are right for you. So you can do that when we come back, and I also want to hear about New Year's Eve, because every restaurant in town is doing something, so I'm sure you guys are doing more than a little something. Okay, so here is the most important question that any interviewer can ask Phil Girardi of Carmine's Restaurant in Rosemont and also of the Rosebud Restaurant Group. Who is your favorite Italian singer?
Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra. More than Dean Martin.
Second. Dean Martin is second.
You know, I was just talking to, I'll name drop here for you.
Sure.
I was just doing a podcast. I was talking to David Foster, mm-hmm. the composer. And I asked him, I like asking questions that people might not otherwise ask. And I'm sure everyone does ask him, who's your favorite person that you've worked with? Was mm-hmm. it Streisand, mm-hmm. Celine Dion, whoever? I asked him, who would you have liked to work with? But they're gone. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, mm-hmm. Ella Fitzgerald mm-hmm. or Lena Horne or Frank Sinatra. And his answer, Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seemed like a real nice guy. He seemed like a regular down-to-earth guy.
Everything I've heard
very
about.
Talented,
yeah,
but
yeah.
very regular.
And he didn't drink, actually,
no.
like people said.
That was iced tea.
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly what I've heard. All right, so let's talk about iced tea. No, we'll talk about...
drinking, no.
Well, the wine choices are very important. And, you know, you cannot reproduce the wines if you actually go to Italy. But the thing also about your restaurants is that if I'm ordering Chicken Vesuvio, I can ask,
good choice, by the way.
We'll talk about that. And I can ask the waiter, what wine do you think would pair well with this? Now, if I go into generic restaurant X, the waiter or waitstaff may say, I don't know. At your place, they know.
Again, we take pride in making people feel like family and at home, and we want to give that experience.
You can make people feel good, but you still have to have some knowledge.
Which is what I was leaning to regarding we make sure we offer them something we would do. In other words, we have a very, very extensive wine list.
It's pages.
We have
the restaurants I know.
From Merlots to Cabs to Pinot Noirs to Sangiovese's to high-end to low-end, and part of our dining experience is to make sure the wine is correct with your entree, and that's what our servers do.
However, you said high end to low end, just between us. You won't tell anyone. Some of the low end wines, let me rephrase that, less expensive,
yeah.
Can actually be high end wine.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
I've talked to more than my share of wine producers and people from vineyards, and the flavor, sometimes there's really not much difference between a moderately priced bottle of wine and a very expensive.
Is Sangiovese, say, an example of that, perhaps?
Yeah.
I mean, they're really good.
They're delicious.
Yes. Yes, you're making me thirsty.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So the other thing about Rosebud restaurants in general is on the menu, you see so many items that go back mm-hmm. decades and decades. I mean, where did Alex Dana or whoever get recipes from somebody's great-grandma?
Yeah. Again, most all our recipes are traditional, family-orientated, we all grew up on type dishes. Mr. Dana has certain dishes on our menu with a little sign next to it that has been there for a long time, and those are more or less the dishes he started at Rosebud on Taylor Street with. Signature entrees are chicken Vesuvio, our square noodles, our linguine and red clam sauce. Those are all signature recipes from Mr. Dana that we will, those recipes will stay the same. Our meatball, you mentioned our meatballs. Our meatballs are delicious, and I can't tell you how we make them, trade secret, but they are, again,
bigger than my head.
And they are moist, and they are a traditional Italian meatball.
Can you tell me what it is about the meatballs, maybe?
First off, the quality of the meat we use is high-end quality.
Well, that makes a difference because I think a lot of restaurants, okay, that extra meat, quote-unquote, that's used for meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case?
And we use very, very little breadcrumbs because breadcrumbs will dry out the meat.
Okay, we're getting a hint.
And I can't tell you any of
the last, nothing else.
I can't. I don't know if I'll be able to get home if I tell you the rest of it.
Here's a text, 312-981-7200. Several texts now have come in, all complimenting your restaurants. I want to read this one in particular because it is your specific restaurant. I was at Carmine's recently for a Christmas celebration from work. It was the finest treatment I have ever received, and the food was outstanding. I'm not making this up, Phil. I guarantee I'll be back and leave plenty of money behind, which I'm sure you're happy about. Someone wants to know if you're related to the Phil Girardi that owns Paisanos in Richmond, Illinois.
I think that's Girardi with an L, and no, I am not related.
It is Girardi with an L, so that's my inability to read. And you're not related?
No, not at all.
Not yet, anyway. All right.
Somewhere, maybe.
Somewhere. So, can I ask you this?
Yeah, go ahead.
You won't tell anyone.
Why are we whispering?
Because it's a secret.
Okay.
I want to know your favorite dish on the menu. So, you have 5 more minutes to live.
Okay.
And you can only order one thing.
Okay.
What would it be?
Okay. Can I cheat?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you my 3 favorites per category. My favorite pasta, square noodles.
Okay, I need to stop you there. I've threatened to do this. Okay. What the heck are square noodles?
Okay, square noodles are a handmade pappardelle pasta in a tomato basil sauce.
That's not helping a lot.
And
what is that?
It's a large flat square noodle.
Okay, like a ravioli?
Similar, a little
smaller?
Little thinner. It's a thin.
So someone hits it really hard.
Yeah.
Is that their secret?
We have someone in the back.
Whose job is just to take a baseball bat?
All he does is pound pappardelle. No.
Where did the idea of square noodles come from?
I don't know. It's the way it looks.
Uh-huh.
So they're a square noodle. They're not a long, not a skinny, not a round. They're a square, flat noodle.
Okay. That's one dish.
Chicken Vesuvio. Bone in.
Now, every time you have said chicken Vesuvio in this conversation, there it is. You should take a picture of that as marketing people who are here. Because a big smile is on your face.
Our chicken Vesuvio, if I may,
is the
best chicken Vesuvio I've ever had. And that's a bold statement. Again, I'm 100% Italian. Again, my mother cooked chicken Vesuvio. It is as authentic and as good a chicken Vesuvio. It's white wine, olive oil, oregano, pan-seared. It's delicious.
And the third?
The third, that's a toss-up, but I might have to go with...
tiramisu?
Maybe
not.
No. I'd have to go with our skirt steak Vesuvio.
I don't even remember seeing that.
Yeah, it's
I love 16, skirt steak.
Our quality of meat we buy is very, very high quality. It's the highest you can get.
Yeah.
And our skirt steak is a 16-ounce skirt steak in the Vesuvio, which is very similar, the same Vesuvio preparation of our chicken. So I'm kind of a creature of habit.
That's okay. Speaking of habits, New Year's Eve, celebrating that is a habit for many.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go through all the Rosebud restaurants, but we could talk about your restaurant.
What we're doing at Carmine's in Rosemont is we are going to have a live band throughout the evening. We are also going to be doing a complimentary champagne toast at New Year's. We're giving all the party favors and all that away. And we will be having, aside from our normal menu, we'll be having specific specials for that night. I can't tell you what they are right now.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. You'll have to come in and look at our menu.
And I presume all the Rosebud locations will be doing something special.
Yes.
It'll be on the website, I presume.
Yes.
And that's Rosebud.
RosebudRestaurants.com.
Rosebudrestaurants.com. I've heard in the background. Rosebudrestaurants.com. Congratulations. I mean, to be in the restaurant industry for that long as a group,
yeah,
just wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. We've been very fortunate. Thank you.
And if you can imagine a kind of Frank Sinatra figure sitting right here in front of me. It's kind of what he looks like.
My father wouldn't like you to say that.
He would not like
it? He would have liked you to say that. Thank
you. He's all dressed up and, you know, very dapper and looks very Italian. I mean that in a very good way.
Thank you.
What a pleasure it is to meet you.
It was my pleasure. And please, anytime you need me to come back, I'll be more than happy to do it.
Well, if you bring food with you.
And I'll bring plenty of food.
Maybe in 5 minutes.
Square noodles.
Square noodles.
And a big meatball.
Big. You couldn't get it through the door. Thank you very much,
Phil. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.